been named as one of the 50 most persistently dangerous roads in the country. But is the A217 between Reigate and Hawley about to see some major improvements? In the last 5 years, there have been at least 95 crashes on that stretch, including 2 deaths and 18 serious injuries. Now, Surrey County Council is planning to bid for up to £900,000 from the government. More on that in a moment, but first, this is what people using the A217 think of that road.
We live opposite Emmanuel Church, so we suffer greatly from the increase in traffic and the speeding down that road. It makes being in our garden difficult.
One of the concerns is about safety. I mean, is that something that you've noticed or been aware of?
Absolutely. I mean, there is just so much speeding down that road. We've had a car go into our garden wall. You're constantly worried that there's going to be an accident. Nobody keeps cats anymore in that area because all of them get killed on that road. It's just a constant concern.
I have been travelling on the A217 for about 50 years or more. It is very, very busy, and I think in some places it needs more traffic control for pedestrians.
When you think about it, what comes to mind in terms of this road?
Congestion. Congestion through Reigate in particular. You've got a major road coming from the city down to the south, and you've got a level crossing on it, and the actual town itself is so congested that it only takes one lorry in the wrong place and the whole thing comes to a standstill.
Well, that's people in Reigate and Woodhatch telling our reporter Jack Fean about their experience of the A217. Dr. Susie Charman is Research Director at the Road Safety Foundation. Duncan Knox is the Road Safety and Active Travel Team Manager for Surrey County Council. And they're both on the line for us this morning. So, Susie, you looked at the A217 a few years ago as part of a big report on safety across the country. How did it perform?
That's right. So between 2012 and 2014, there were 15 serious crashes and one fatal crash, which placed it in our high-risk category. Fatal and serious crashes on the route cost the UK economy over £5 million during that time period. Half of the crashes were at junctions and quarter were involved in with pedestrians or cyclists.
So in what way is it dangerous? How are you defining that?
So we're simply comparing the risk of being involved in a fatal or serious injury crash divided by the amount of traffic on the road, and we do that across the entire Great Britain. So that means that we can compare the crash risk rates across all of the A roads and motorways in Britain, and this one came out in the high risk category.
And you're working with the council, aren't you, in making a bid for this money?
That's right. So we've been involved in surveying all of the 50 top high risk road sections in Britain, and that's some 450 miles. And we've been working with the local authorities to prepare and submit proposals to DfT for improvements on these roads. So the final proposals are due to be submitted at the end of the month.
Okay, so Duncan is from Surrey County Council. So tell us what you're planning to do. Is it things like anti-skid road surfacing, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. Prior to this money being made available, we often targeted our accident reduction schemes at collision hotspots. But when the collisions are spread more randomly along a whole length of route, it takes a huge amount more money to try and make the whole route safer. So we very much welcome the money that the Department for Transport are putting forward for these roads, and very much welcome the help that we're getting from the Road Safety Foundation in analysing what opportunities there are to improve the route. So yeah, we were doing measures such as central hatching on some stretches, edge of carriageway marking, which is raised rib, so it makes a vibration if you're going towards the edge of the road, better markings on roundabouts, a reduction in the speed limit on one stretch, better pedestrian crossing facilities, improving junctions, crash barriers, better delineation on bends so that drivers know there's a bend coming up, and yes, anti-skid surfacing and some enlarging of some central islands to try and slow traffic and improve crossing facilities. And doing that along the whole route will make a real difference.
And are there any parts of the A217 that you're particularly concerned about?
I think that we've tackled a collision hotspot previously. Where there's been a pattern of collisions in the past, we can usually analyse what that pattern is and take some action. And we've already tackled one of those at the junction with Mill Lane in Hookwood. So, but this money, as I say, allows us to introduce safety measures along the whole length. So there isn't any particular locations that stand out more than others. We're just able to tackle the whole length of this route.
But this particular bit, the Road Safety Foundation said that part of the A217 is Surrey's most dangerous road. It's the only one listed as high risk. So will there be particular attention on that?
Well, absolutely. On the whole length of this route, the 9.1 kilometres from Reigate to Hawley, there'll be measures almost on every kilometre to improve the safety.
So it is likely to happen. It's a good chance that Surrey will get this money, is there?
With this money that the Department for Transport are making available, we're not in competition with other local authorities. It's basically we've got been allocated up to £200,000 per kilometre that we can bid for, and we've got to come up with measures that the Department for Transport think will improve safety. But it's also subject to approval by our local committees in Reigate and Banstead and Mole Valley.
Duncan and Susie, thank you.